I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 23rd. The Quincy School Committee voting 5-2 last night to seek funding for an outside legal counsel to determine if the Quincy City Council can make Lunar New Year a school holiday. Proponents of that measure put forward by the school committee woman Emily Lebo said they wanted a written legal opinion about the city council's vote earlier this week, and also for the outside council to clarify the roles of the school committee and the city council. City Solicitor Jim Timmons has said there were no impediments to the city council voting on the Lunar New Year school holiday. Timmons had previously said the council did not have the power to create a citywide holiday, so at-large Councilor Nina Liang amended her proposal to create the school holiday instead. School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey estimated that an outside legal counsel would cost no more than $5,000. Mayor Thomas Koch and Courtney Pertios voted against seeking outside legal counsel. Now, following an extended abatement period, city has begun demolition on two publicly owned buildings on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. It's one of the next steps in the downtown redevelopment, making a pedestrian connection to McConville Way and facilitating two major private developments on adjacent properties. Demolition's expected to continue into early June, and there will be intermittent impacts to traffic on McConville Way. The two adjacent buildings are at 1455 to 1463 Hancock Street, were most recently occupied by a Taekwondo studio and a coffee shop, both businesses relocated elsewhere in Quincy Center. Two elderly women were robbed near the Wollaston MBTA station in Quincy Tuesday afternoon. Police say the victims were robbed near Brook and Fayette Streets just after 2 p.m. Tuesday, and in both cases, the women's purses were stolen. Suspect was described as a white male, 18 to 20 years old. One victim was hospitalized with facial injuries, and the incident remains under investigation. Three boys were stabbed during a confrontation at the Andrews T station yesterday. T police said the three stabbing victims were taken to area hospitals. Police indicated that at least one of the victims suffered serious injuries, but all are expected to survive. Video shows one of the victims, who was wearing a bloody hooded sweatshirt, enter a liquor store for help. Shortly before 4:30, the MBTA posted on social media that Red Line trains were bypassing Andrew Station at the request of T police. But within 10 minutes, the T said the Andrew service had resumed. Police have detained a number of possible suspects in connection with those stabbings. The staff of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center announcing the grand opening of The Cranium, a new collaborative and interactive maker space for patrons of all ages. A grand opening reception will be held today from 3 to 4 inside the main library on Washington Street. Public is invited to stop by for the official ribbon cutting, take a look at some of the new maker tools, and learn about upcoming programs for June. The Maker Space is a collaborative workspace for making, learning, exploring, and sharing where people can gather to get creative with DIY projects. Space will officially open to the public in July. The Adams Presidential Center hosting their annual gala celebration tonight at the Boston Marriott Hotel in Quincy from 6 to 10 p.m. The John Adams Award and Abigail Adams Award honorees, Karen and Rob Hale, will be honored during the event for their demonstration of the values and actions of the Adams family. The Presidential Center Gala is a celebration of civic engagement, inspired by the values and actions of the Adams family, convening more than 550 businesses, civic, and nonprofit leaders from across the state and the nation. Now, closing ceremonies and awards will be presented for the 40th annual Quincy Senior Olympics this evening. The event begins at 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center with refreshments, followed by the awards ceremony at 6:30. More than 250 athletes participated in this year's Senior Olympics. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow fell 201 points. The Nasdaq dropped 31. The S&P dropped 14. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, it's game two of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and Pacers at the Garden tonight at 8 o'clock. The Red Sox swept the Rays in Florida with an 8-5 victory last night. They'll be back home tomorrow night at 7:10 at Fenway against Milwaukee. The National Weather Service forecast for today, hazy, warm, and humid with afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, some muggy and some patchy fog, low of 64. Partly sunny tomorrow, drier, high of 83. Sunny and pleasant on Saturday, high of 80. Partly sunny, 80 on Sunday. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, southwest winds at 10 knots, high tide 12:17 p.m. Sunrise 5:15, sets at 8:06. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 23rd.